2013 marks an incredible milestone for Habitat for Humanity. We have the chair of the International Board of Directors of Habitat for Humanity, Renee Lewis Glover, joining us today to talk about this. What is this big milestone that Habitat for Humanity has reached, Renee?
Well, I think you said it. It's incredible. And what it represents is that with faith and with great volunteers and people willing to contribute and advocate for the mission, anything is possible. And if you think we only started in 1976, it's just terrific. And it means that we're serving 4 million people, and those are lives that have been changed and who will have better education outcomes, job outcomes, greater security and stability in their lives. And so it's very exciting.
You've reached the milestone of 800,000 homes. And I'm thinking to myself, and that was one house at a time, really. I mean, that's how it was built,
right? Absolutely correct. And we believe that by the end of 2015, we will hit the 1 millionth house, if you can imagine that. And that's all across the world.
How did Habitat for Humanity get started?
Well, it's a wonderful story. The founder, Millard Fuller, had the belief that home by home, through belief in God and putting his belief in action, that with volunteers, that the need for affordable housing could be met. And through his idea, he established a wonderful movement, and this was in 1976. That has now grown into a worldwide ministry. And now we have millions of volunteers and 800,000 homes with 1 million targeted for 2015. It just goes to show you that one individual and one great idea, and with the power of God behind the movement, anything can be accomplished.
Of course, former President Carter has been involved. How important was his involvement?
Oh, it's been incredibly important. And Jimmy, and let's not forget his magnificent wife, Rosalind, they are probably our highest profile volunteers, and they have started the Jimmy Carter Project. And so by their involvement and through their leadership and their ministry, I think it has helped position Habitat for Humanity internationally. And people know that through faith, through giving, through advocacy, anything can get accomplished. And I want to encourage your listeners to go to Habitat.org and see how they can be involved, because I will promise you this, you will always get more from being involved with this ministry than you could ever put in.
Craig, you talked about, referenced the former President Jimmy Carter. You can't neglect Clark Howard, who we have on the air here from noon to 3. Clark
That's
Howard
right.
from the Atlanta
well,
area.
Well, let me just say this. Clark Howard is a rock star. And he has done so many wonderful things for Habitat locally, and he's also helped build the brand. And he gets out there and puts in sweat equity, and he's been a very important part of the movement. And we have representatives like Clark all across the world.
It's one of the few times you get a talk show like Clark's where you're talking to people and you can hear saws and hammers going on in the background during some of his broadcasts from those sites. So it's very very interesting to hear that, too.
That's absolutely right. So I want to say that we really appreciate your involving us through this radio interview. And as the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays are coming up, I want to encourage your listeners to help us achieve this goal even before the end of 2015, because I promise you there's such great need. There are over 1.6 billion people in need of decent housing all across the world. And we believe that we can do this, and with an army of volunteers and and people making donations, we are certain that we can achieve this and more.
The first house that was built, is that still around? Is it still recognized? Do people kind of know that that was like the first Habitat for Humanity home?
Well, the great thing about all of the homes is that, you know, there is a sustainability aspect to it. And so we start from the very first, and the homes are sustained, and they're part of a community-building effort, because now we're connecting to the larger neighborhoods and to schools and to health outcomes. And so it's, again, a building ministry, and it's not just a flash in the pan.
And so those, what are the other things you do to support besides building the homes? Are there other things that are going on with Habitat
absolutely.
For Humanity?
Well, there is training and technical assistance, such as financial literacy education, construction training, because what we found is the families who have been involved will also volunteer to help their neighbors build. And so it's a huge movement. One of the things that we have been very effective in getting involved is with all of the disaster recovery that happens throughout the world. I know every one of your listeners has probably heard about the tragedy in the Philippines, and so there's so much need. We had Hurricane Sandy up in the Northeast, and so there are many ways that Habitat is involved in meeting the needs of families throughout the world.
Our guest today has been Renee Lewis Glover, the chair for the International Board of Directors of Habitat for Humanity. If people want to find out more, even know locally here in the Lorain County area, what they can do to help, what's the best way for them to get in touch with Habitat for Humanity?
Well, the best way is to reach out and go on the website, habitat.org, and that will tie you into your local community as well as the international organization.
Renee, thanks for sharing the time with us and all the good work you're doing with Habitat for Humanity. Really appreciate it.
And thank you so much.